got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. Hold on, let me adjust my mic here. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. The weekend is over again. And in California, in L.A., it was hotter than 90 going north. Hotter than 90 going north and coming back. It was crazy hot. But I understand it. I prefer hot than I do cold, that's for sure. And there is a raging fire happening somewhere in California, I think near San Bernardino. I may be wrong by the location, but apparently there is a raging fire going on. Isn't that amazing? Mind blowing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. So I don't have a biblical question right now. Hopefully I have one tomorrow or even before the show is over. I was thinking maybe I would make the assignment for this week, the biblical question. But let me smoke on it. Let me smoke on it. And last week, well, this past Sunday, we dealt somewhat with the last week biblical question. Do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth and what is it? So we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're busy doing whatever it is that you're doing, no matter what, no matter where, and no matter how, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or your iPad, and you can podcast the show. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? So, it is Monday. It is Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls. It is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So I've been told, according to KTLA, line fire is over 20,000 acres as of yesterday morning in San Bernardino, California. Amazing. And I'm wondering where this fire started with homeless people. It didn't say, but I'm just wondering. There have been fires that have been started by homeless people encamped about and around. So, again, I want to remind you that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. There is a war going on inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. I have said over and over and over and over and over again and again and again that my country is not coming back. America is never coming back. And Americans never coming back for so many reasons, really. I mean, so many things has happened to make sure the country never returns. And one of the primary things that has happened and is happening that will assure that America never return. It just ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way for me to love you. If you don't let me, ain't no way America's going to turn around. And the number one reason, and this is, it appears to be supported by nearly all people in America. I can't even separate the men from the women or the Republican from conservative, Christian from non-Christian. There appears, and I could be wrong, except for a few, not all, but most, that it is in agreement that this way that America never return is that men are under attack. There is a conservative effort to get rid of men, get rid of them, make them act different, be different, think different. Take away the jobs from them, degrade them if they dare try to speak up or dare try to defend themselves or dare try to get a job. And that agreement is agreed by all, or not all, but most. And it does, again, it doesn't matter which party you belong to. There is a strong conservative effort, and not just the white man they're trying to get rid of. They're trying to get rid of men, period. And they're doing a good job of it. They're going to pay attention to how the average man think today. There's no separation between the way he think and the woman think. And they don't want to be conservative effort, right? And they don't what? Concerted effort, whatever. And they don't want to be reminded that they think and feel and do exactly what women do to themselves and to others. Men don't even understand at all what it means to be a leader. Zero. And you hear them talk about, oh, I'm the head of the woman. I made the woman. That's all they ever talk about, women. There's way much more to life than that. You get yourself right, you're going to be able to be, to live in the right way, period. But the men are now focused on, I'm just head of the woman. I tell the woman what to do. And no, you don't. But there's not a strong effort to encourage men to go back to being themselves. And this is by everybody, the liberal media, conservative media. And if you do speak up for men, you are attacked as though you spoke up for the KKK or Hitler. And so because of that, that's number one reason men never, I mean, the country's never coming back. There's no leadership anymore. There's no head. And just because you say the woman can lead, that doesn't mean it's true. It ain't true. It ain't going to be true. It ain't going to never be true. It can't be true. It won't be true. It's never going to be true. Things going to only get worse. Mark my word. It can't get better with a false leader. But men are under attack today, even by other men, because they have the mindset of the mother of the woman. They're jealous, envy, strife, suicidal thought, loneliness, looking for love in all the wrong places. So, number one, men are, it's bad, too. It's just, like, really bad. It's, like, real bad. It's, like, the attack on men and the men who have accepted it and are going along with attacking other men to make sure they stay in the same category they're in, father state, is bad. But anyway, so that's number one. Number two is government takeover. The government literally control the people now. I want you to think about this. The government is a body of human beings with no soul, with evil natures. People like Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. She did. The men that's running the government now. All those stupid people, Alexandria Cortez and others. Those people are now telling you 100% what you can and cannot do in your own life, in your own home, in your own life. And they can now arrest you even if you have not done anything. They can claim that you did, and the people fall for it, and they agree to the government. A bunch of evil, wicked at heart people tell them what to do. They tell them, we're going to take your money and we're going to build a house for the homeless. Homeless people that don't even want to live in a house. And if you put them in a house, they're going to destroy it. Our tax dollars. And the people are like, oh, yeah, the unhouses. The government changed the name. Anything that makes you feel good. And you fall for it. A bunch of, you're saying to a bunch of evil people, I want you to rule over me. And they're like, think about that. It's amazing. It's bad, and that's bad too, because the government now control every aspect of your life. You have Kamala Harris running, quote unquote, running for president. All she does is laugh and give fake talks. That's all she does, laugh and give fake talk. And that little male that's running with her, I don't know what's up with him. I don't know what's up with him. And there are people who are considering voting for her. Do you now know that my country is not coming back? Do you now know that my country is not coming back? And I can go on and on and on. But knowing that the American people is in agreement with the government. Think about Ilhan Omar and Cortez and the Republicans. Not all, but most of them. All these Republican women running for office. And you can't wait to vote for them. You're voting for your own destruction. It is we, it's no longer we the people. It's we the government. The government is controlling every aspect of your life. And you're okay with that. I guess you've forgotten that it's we the people, not we the government. And you're just accustomed to it now. I guess. And that's why we have communist socialism in America. Because the people don't care. They go along with it. And then they cry. And then they cry. Because now they realize, you know what? Not only do I not have control of my life within, I don't even have control of my life without. Think about this. You have a chance of voting in Donald Trump. And I say Donald Trump separate from the Republican Party because he is totally different than any of them at all. A man who have proven that he can make America function in its physical way, not for your spirit, but in the physical way. He can take care of the job to make America function for the good of the American people. But someone tell you, oh, he cheated on his wife. He this and he that. He hateful, he that. And you believe it, whether true or not, and go along with it. Coming from other liars. Because you're not a free thinker. My country is gone. Some of you know about the shooting in Georgia now. Here's a recap of the event and the charges that were brought up on Colt and Colin, Colin Gray. This is from Fox.
You're charged with 4 counts of felony murder.
14-year-old Colt Gray sat before a judge Friday morning as the victim's families watched from the courtroom. It was the first appearance for the teenager police say is behind the deadly shooting at Apalachee High School that left 4 people dead and 9 others injured. He's being charged as an adult.
Absolutely, not just the victims here, but every victim. And you don't have to have been physically injured in this to be a victim.
That's a lie.
Everyone in this community is a victim. Every child in school was a victim.
Piedmont Judicial Circuit District Attorney Brad Smith spoke about the decision to bring charges against the 14-year-old's father, Colin Gray.
My understanding is this is the second time in the United States and the first time in Georgia.
The 54-year-old was arrested on Thursday. He's facing charges for second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Investigators say he allowed his son to have a weapon.
My job is to prosecute people without favor, fear, or affection, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not trying to send a message.
Amazing. Everybody is not a victim in that situation. The only victim is are the people who were killed and wounded. No one else is a victim in that situation. He's lying, but you believe it because it just feels good. It feels emotional to believe that everybody was a victim. Everybody hear about it, know about it, seen it, near it, over there by it is a victim. And you believe it because it touched you emotionally as though you are your emotions. And so they can lie and say everybody's a victim. Now you can arrest the father, lock the father away, though he had nothing to do with it, according to the reports. But it touched you emotionally. And now you feel like a victim. You're just a whole part of it. And you're going to go to the school, take flowers, bow down on your knees, and pray. Because you feel like a victim. And then once you're done with your prayer, you're going back to drinking. And these people allow now the government to do whatever it wants. What a sad way to live. It wasn't always this way. Thank God. And you're glad that the father's being arrested and charged by the government. The government made that decision. Do you know who's going to be next? You. It's just an open gate for the government to arrest anyone they want to now. Whether you had anything to do with it. Because you said, okay, Mr. Government, I'm okay with that. Now do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? The mother of the Georgia shooting suspect, according to the report, called the school to warn of the emergency. The Hunt says, watch this from NBC.
This morning, we're learning new details about the moments just before the tragic school shooting in Georgia on Wednesday. The Washington Post is reporting the mother of the alleged shooter told family members she called the school before the shooting to warn them about her son, calling it an extreme emergency. Her son, 14-year-old Colt Gray, is accused of killing two students and two teachers with an AR-style semi-automatic rifle. According to the Post, faculty at Appalachian High School took action but did not get to Gray in time to prevent the shooting. The teenager's father is facing criminal charges now as well.
Amazing. Do you know that the government representatives are happy about this? They are rejoicing. Because they are getting more power over the people. More control. And you rejoice about giving up your power to the people. I mean, to the government. Human nature is a mess. And it's interesting to me to realize how much of your freedom you have gladly given up. Don't you know that the representatives in the government body are evil people? And don't you know that they're coming for you next? They're just not going to start with this man. I remember when they said, oh, they took God out, the prayer out of the school, right? And they took the men out, and then they took prayer out. And put women there. Look how messed up. They want the schools messed up. They want this violence in the schools. They can take away your rights and your right to bear arms. And you say, okay, I support it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel so sad. Yeah, y'all right. Y'all do something for us. We can't think for ourselves. In the good old days when boys were boys, and men were men, if a crime like that happened, the person that committed the crime would go before jury, hear their case out, guilty or non-guilty, and the funeral would happen, and the people would go home. It wasn't like, well, let's get to the government to see how much more control the government take over. The family would mourn, and they were gone with their lives. And the people who knew the family wished them well, and they would move on. But now the government takes over everything that happens in your life, and you're okay with that. And you want to complain that the government said that if your child want to be called boy or girl, you better not say anything or do anything about it? and you want to be upset that they are saying that? Why are you upset about that? You okay with everything else? And you okay with that, to be honest. I understand that people lost their way, but I don't understand how you're okay. I do understand, because everybody's a victim now, that you want the government to decide who can and cannot be arrested in their own home. It's gone from one thing to another, to they can falsely accuse you and arrest you, and you're okay. You support it. You're next. You can mock my word, because people that hunger for power over others, there's no end. It doesn't stop with one person. Is you crazy? The father of this boy, Colin Gray, says his son was bullied and called gay at school, I guess. Watch it from Fox.
Side of Atlanta. The father of the 14-year-old student accused of opening fire, killing two classmates and two teachers, says his son was bullied, tormented, and called gay by his classmates. The comments were made during a police interrogation of Colin Gray last year after the FBI alleged his then 13-year-old son, Colt, was behind online posts threatening a school shooting. A transcript of that police interrogation was obtained by Fox News. Colin Gray telling law enforcement, quote, Colt's gone through a lot. It just was very difficult for him to go to school and not get picked on by, you know, it went from one thing to another to, you know, he was talking to the couple friends that he has. The father discussing bullying, telling law enforcement Colt was, quote, ridiculed, quote, I was trying to get him on the golf team, like, quote, oh, look, Colt's gay. He's dating that guy, just ridiculed him day after day after day.
Nothing new. They've been doing that in schools forever. That's what evil children do to other children. And the father trying to help his son. Does he get credit for that? According to the report, the father trying to help the son. Oh, but you want him arrested and in jail for life. You'll be next. You will be next. Think about situations that have recently, over the last couple of years, happened in our country. And the people who participated, some, not all, but went to prison. And some of them are still locked up. And they have not even been accused of a crime. But they're on the wrong side. And why can't that be done if you're okay with this? And you will be next. And you will be next. Because you're okay giving up authority to other human beings, and human beings' nature is evil, and it hunger and thirst after control over others. Look at your own life. Don't you try to control people, and don't people try to control you? And if you're weak, you will be controlled. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Quick break, back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. And yesterday we had a discussion. Some people brought in spiritual reasons. I'm like, what the? So now you're going to turn over your spiritual reason to the government too? A government that is without God, don't want God, ain't seeking God, can care less about God. They care more about their egos and controlling you. The government should be, I didn't understand the spiritual thing at all, but okay. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. At 9 a.m. Pacific time. It's almost a sad day in America right now. Knowing that there are American citizens who agree that the government can accuse this man because he gave his son a gun, which is normal in the South, and because the son has been accused of doing something wrong, the father has been arrested for it. It's almost sad because you don't understand what you're doing. We should not be agreeing with the government, period. But okay, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake of the Hake Report, the guy with the good hair. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 2 p.m., it is Monday, Punchin' TV. I don't think we have anything to show yet, but Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Is there a brand new episode?
Brand new episode today at 2 p.m.
We don't have a promo, huh?
No promo quite yet.
Oh, okay.
I think
Punchin' TV.
Punchin.tv.
Check it out on YouTube and Punchin.tv. All right. And then, last but not least, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. Energy. Give it to him. By God. You don't want to miss it. So a good lineup there. I just want to finish up with this report from what's happened there in Georgia. It's just still mind blowing to me that bit drip by drip by bit by bit by drip by drip by bit that the government now control the American people. And I used to, at one time when I first started doing radio, I didn't know much, much about communism and socialism, and I didn't know how it really works. And then when I began to hear about it from some of the callers and the guests, I would think that would never happen in America. That I would go, ain't no way the American people will give up freedom to let some godless people who hate God control them. I was wrong. But I didn't know. It didn't look like that could happen. I heard it about it in other countries. But it just looked like America was too free. It was a small government at one point. It just didn't seem that that was possible. And now the people are being controlled by the government. I want you to think of this. The government said to the people, you don't want a police. You don't want police in your communities. The police are racist. They are police brutality. And they dragged out a few quote-unquote victimized blacks and let them testify that the police is bad. And then they said, see, the police are bad. Get rid of the cops. Agree with me. Defund the police. No police. And if the police dare to do his job, we're going to destroy him. And the American people said okay to that. They said okay to the government about that. And now we don't have police. Crime is everywhere. Crime is a norm. It's a norm in America now. And the police show up. But when they get there, the criminal gone. The criminal never caught. Exceptions to the rule. And the American people turn their power over to the government. And the American people say yes to the government. They are proud to be a Democrat. They are proud to be a Republican. And in their pride, they're being controlled. Because they're not voting on the person that's best for the country. They're going to work for them. They're voting on the one that makes them feel proud to be a Democrat or a Republican. I'm just proud. Are you, why are you voting for this person? I'm a Democrat. But what else? What do they stand for? What are they going to do for the country? I'm just helping them with their career. I didn't know. Okay. So this is from NBC. Colin Gray, in reference to the shooting in Georgia, Colin Gray said his classmate just kept, like, punching him and touching him. Gray said, NBC is reporting, he got frustrated. He gets frustrated. And under pressure, he doesn't really think straight. Colin Gray told the investigators on May 21st, 2023. That's every human being that has anger. Every human being with anger gets frustrated and they cannot handle pressure. But the father got to go to jail too. Says the government and the people agree. They're coming for you next. You can rest on it. Look how many father and children are being taken away from them because the courts are and the government on the side of the mother, whether the mother is right or wrong. It happened to one father, now it happened to all. Because you okayed the one, you went along with it. You went along with it. You said, okay, government, you're right. Let the mother cry and lie and fake it. You get that father anyway, and you lock him up, and you take away his children. And you agree with it. It just made sense to you. and now they come and take your children. And now they take your children. Because all they have to do is the woman cry. Look how many stories where they have told men, you can't hear the woman back. You cannot hear the woman. And you're so dumb, you start saying the same thing. I can't hear the woman. And then the government told the woman, you can smack the out of him. And he better not touch you. If he hits you back, he going to jail. But you can smack him, hit him, cuss him out in public or private. And you say, you're right, government. A man has no business hitting a woman. But she can smack the out of him. Smack the what, hey? Are you feeling in the blank when I say smack the?
When you said what, you made me fill in the blank. And I blame you.
But Jesus,
for what
right?
came into my mind.
Yeah, but Jesus.
That's what you meant.
Smack them, but Jesus. That sounds bad, too.
They told the woman, you can do it to the man whenever, at the airport, in the cafe, in the restaurant, and man, you better not touch her. And the man agreed, and look at him now. The women are humiliating them all over, private, public, everywhere. And he can't touch her because you said yes to the first one. When they arrested the first man, you agreed with it. And now women are out of control with violence. And the man cry. Anyway, let's see, where did I stop off? Oh, he get frustrated, blah, blah, blah. They told the investigator back in May 21, 2023. NBC's reporter Grace said, words are one thing, but you start touching him, and that's a whole different deal. And it's just escalated to the point where, like, his final... Okay, it just escalated to the point where, like, his fighters were last week, and that was the last thing on his mind. I don't know how that relates. I'm reading it very bad. Read the whole thing, hey.
Gray
hey
said,
is white. I can't read. I'm black.
Gray, the father, colon, said, words are one thing, but you start touching him, and that's a whole different deal because they were pinching him and touching him. He got flustered by them. They're picking on him. And it just escalated to where his finals were last week. And that was the last thing on his mind, schoolwork at school, because he has to deal with these kids, which is common.
Sure is. Has always been. And until you overcome your anger, will always be. Is that it?
That's it for that part.
And there's a whole bunch of more reading here. Go ahead.
Okay, so his greatest day ever video. You want to move on to that?
Yeah.
Okay. So NBC reported shooting guns and hunting, according to the father, were frequent pastimes for father and son.
It was.
Colin Gray said he was encouraging the boy, Colt, to be more active outdoors and spend less time playing video games on his Xbox. When Colt Gray killed a deer months earlier, his father swelled with pride, according to NBC. He showed the investigator a photo of it on his cell phone saying, you can see him with blood on his cheeks from shooting his first deer. It was just the greatest day ever.
Amazing.
Said Colin. And there's a picture from Instagram. I mean, video from Instagram, I guess.
2023, the first ever deer hunt for me and Colt. He hunted with a 450 Bushmaster.
Yes, sir.
107 yards. And let's go take a look. I'll follow you, sir. I see white. Holy crap. Look at that, brother. Go ahead and lay your rifle down on it. Like we have, other way, barrel up.
Barrel up?
Yep, so you get mud in the barrel. All right, remember, it's still loaded. Beautiful. All right. Lean down there and hold that head up. Let me see what you busted this morning. January 8th on your first ever deer hunt. Big old giant three-pointer. Amazing.
Amazing.
What a shot. Hey, I love you, son.
Yep. I love you more.
Greatest day.
Yep.
All right, Mama. Hopefully you'll love this just as much as we do.
Nice.
So apparently he sent that to the mother. And it was the mother shared it on her Instagram.
So here the father trying to help his son do what fathers do. And now the father going to prison for something the son did. The father taking him out, teaching him to shoot, doing all he can to work with his son. And the son loved the father. And the father loved the son. And because the son has been accused of doing the shooting, they want to put the father in prison, and y'all say okay to that. They're coming for you next, because this is totally wrong. If the father had nothing to do with the shooting at school, he is not guilty. But y'all said okay to that. And this attack on men is just another example of that. I mean, go ahead.
That was a year, this video that we just saw was filmed just a year and a half before the tragedy at Appalachee High School the other day. And Marcy shared it on Instagram, Colt Gray's mother.
What a proud moment, right? And now you say to the government, you can arrest the father. Did the father do it? Was the father there? Did he encourage the son to do it? Did he go to the school to try to warn the teachers? He's been bullied. My son might not be able to handle it. Be aware, blah, blah, blah. I'm taking him outdoors. You show him how outdoors life, how to deal with stuff. And the father go to prison. Hopefully not found, somehow or another he can't go, but, and you say okay to it. They're coming for you next. Just like they came for the man when the woman cried, even though she was guilty of beating up the man, but she cried. And the judge said, hey, all those tears, this man is wrong. You could beat him, but you can't be beaten. And you said okay to that. And the woman lie and say horrible things about the man and the children, make up stuff, and go to court and cry and take the man's children and his money and his house. And you say okay to that because she's a woman. And then it came for you. So experts says be ready for professional help. Watch this from Fox.
And experts are sounding the alarm about the impact the violence could have on students' mental health. Professionals say everyone reacts to trauma differently. Seeing violence at such a young age, the fallout can develop in the weeks and months that follow. So let them know it's okay to express how they feel. Be ready to bring in other resources if they exhibit more extreme signs of struggling.
If you start to see acute symptoms where they don't seem to be functioning or they can't return to school without feeling incredibly panicked or their sleep is off or their appetite is off or they're extremely irritable, then you may need to find them professional help and support.
The U.S. Surgeon General cites a recent study that found that 51% of 14 to 17-year-olds in the United States worry about school shootings. So even if your child wasn't directly impacted by the shooting in Barrow County, it can still prompt concerns about if it could happen to them.
So they got female giving you female advice, which is wrong. Everyone knows school kids are already traumatized. It started at home by their mothers. And the lack of fathers to protect them. They're already traumatized. What the? And school violence, school shooting is the norm in America now. Because you've given your permission to the government. You think the government gonna make it better? You have another thought coming. May God have mercy on my country. It is gone. I'm stunned, and yet not real stunned, but I'm about as much of a stun as a black person can get. I don't think black people get as stunned as white people. How I didn't know the degree that the American people have given a power they have given over to the government. I promise you, you can bank on this. You can put your everything on it, that they're coming for you next because you've said yes to this. You said yes, you no good people in the government. We know you about power and wealth, that you don't care about us. You proved that. You left the borders wide open. You invited the criminals into the country, no matter who they are. And they're robbing and stealing and killing and raping. And you left the borders open and you still leave them open and you blame somebody else. Because you've given power to the government. A bunch of evil human beings who call their job government jobs. And you think because they call their job a government, president, vice president, secretary of state, governor, mayor, Congress, senator, whatever, and media and all that. You think they're smarter than you. And then they lie to you, and you know they're lying to you, and yet you still think they're smarter than you. They're on TV. I didn't know human beings, this is how it works. But now I do. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Josh, a first-time caller out of Georgia. I'm sorry, out of Chicago. Hey, Josh. Joshua. Hold on. Joshua may be at work. I'll let Derek talk to him and come back to him. Let me go to Greece. Greece is the word. And talk to Aristotle. Aristotle out of Greece. Aristotle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
How was your weekend? All good?
It was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling to ask about why God created life. But first, let me congratulate you on the interview you had. You know, with that female pastor on Friday, it was an amazing interview.
Oh, thank you. It was amazing. On the fallenstate.tv last Friday, y'all need to... If you haven't seen it, folks, y'all need to check it out. Thefallenstate.tv.
Yeah. It revealed how the evil within people can feel very uncomfortable when you keep bombarding them with logical explanations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aristotle,
hold on for me. Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. Two more hours to go. The hate news coming up. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And then back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America. From the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy. or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Great first hour on the JLP show. It is Monday, Female Monday, guys, September 9th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on the presidential debate coming up tomorrow, the so-called presidential debate on ABC, far-left extremist ABC. The so-called vice president cackling Kamala Harris and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, are getting ready for their first and potentially only presidential debate. We'll see. Trump over the weekend threatened prosecution and long-term prison sentences, and that's a quote, for election officials and political operatives whom he suggested could cheat. I disavow that. But that's what CNN says that he said in the 2024 elections, if he again wins the presidency in November. Trump's threats of prosecution, part of his repeated baseless efforts to cast doubt on the integrity of the 2024 election, come because we have so much integrity, right? Come as early voting will soon be underway in a number of states. The debate Tuesday at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, what a joke, huh? Constitution, will be the first face-to-face encounter between Kamala Harris and Trump. They've never met each other. Did you know that? They're locked in a tight race. I think he did support her back when she was AG, though, in California. I could be wrong. He might have supported her on some level. Wildfires, raging wildfires in California, as you heard JLP mention, and Nevada have led to mandatory evacuations of thousands of homes as forecasters warn of record heat in the West for the next few days. They say. In California, the Line Fire has consumed more than 20,000 acres after igniting at the base of the San Bernardino Mountains on Thursday. The blaze has more than quadrupled in size since Saturday morning, and more than 1,800 fire personnel are battling the wildfire. That's 1,800, which was 0% contained as of Sunday evening, according to Cal Fire. In Nevada, the Davis Fire, that's a dangerous wind-driven blaze south of Reno, Nevada, up in the north, has burned about 6,500 acres and remains 0% contained, at least as of late Sunday. And that Kentucky shootings class has been canceled in schools across parts of central Kentucky today, and residents have been urged to remain on high alert as the deep woods search for a man suspected of opening fire along Interstate 75 enters its third day. Joseph Couch, age 32, has evaded capture since Saturday afternoon when authorities say that he fired an AR-15, that's a rifle, from a cliff ledge on the side of the interstate, about 9 miles north of London, Kentucky, striking 12 cars and wounding 5 people. Though his motive remains unknown, the attack appeared to be a, quote-unquote, random act of violence, so said Laurel County Sheriff's Deputy Gilbert Acciardo. A-C-C-I-A-R-D-O, as he said, according to the far-left extremist AP, Associated Press. And Pope Francis, he arrived in the tiny Southeast Asian nation of East Timor earlier today for the penultimate stop on a marathon trip through Asia and the South Pacific. For the 87-year-old pontiff, that's the pope, earlier the pope pontificates, that's why he's the pontiff. East Timor is one of the world's youngest countries and has deep ties to the Catholic Church. Did you know that? Which was influential in its fight for independence from Indonesia. Wow. The country of just 1.3 million people is the second most Catholic country in the world, with 97% of the population identifying as Catholic there in East Timor, highest share outside of the Vatican. but there's an issue of S abuse, sexual abuse. Who knows? I'm James Hake. Now back to GOP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. It's Monday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my no biblical question yet. Not a new one. Hopefully soon. If you're busy, you can podcast the show, right? No matter what you're doing. But you can also be listening live if you can't sit and watch it for whatever reason by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. If you didn't hear the opening show this morning, the first hour, make sure you podcast it. Check it out. Podcast it. Let me go to... I was talking to Aristotle. I was talking to someone. Aristotle, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Peterson. Mr. Peterson, can you still hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. So, what I wanted to ask you is, this is a continuation of the conversation we were having last week about, you know, if God has plans for humankind, and you answered that with an amazing answer. You covered everything. Now, my follow-up question to that is, why did God create life?
Why did God create life?
Yes.
To create love and to take pride in his ability to do that.
Right. So he did that because it was like a project, like something he wanted to do.
It was a major ego, right? It was an ego trip for him.
Yeah. So following up to that question, does it mean that, because I'm just trying to understand it better, more clear, does it mean that life is like a detached part of God, you know, since the Garden of Eden?
You say, is it what now?
since the Garden of Eden, right, does it mean that life is a detached part of God? Did we got detached?
Did you say we got detached from God?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. When the fall happened, it did. But then when Christ came, we were restored back to God.
Right. And so if we got detached following up to that event, does it mean that evil, right, is also a detached part of God or not?
I don't understand that. Does it mean that evil is a detached part of God?
Yeah, just like us. Does it mean also that evil, because evil is also a creation of God, right?
No.
Does it also mean that is
God did not create evil?
All right, okay. So sorry about that. I got that wrong. So God did not create evil. So evil is like the opposite of God, right?
Yes.
Right, okay. So this is like a yin yang thing.
That's why all who has anger, any human being that has anger has an evil nature, and that human being is an evil person, detached from God, and that's why they're evil. They have no love.
So evil tried to corrupt and stained the creation of God.
I don't know what you mean by that.
So since the event of Garden of Eden, does it mean that evil tried to corrupt the creation of God, us?
Does it mean that evil tried to corrupt the creation of God?
Yes, by going through the woman, through Eva, and, you know, trying to put evil inside of her.
Well, I don't know what you mean by it. I don't quite understand the question, but evil definitely come through the woman into the world. By coming through the woman, enter into the children, and generation after generation.
Yeah, so the woman, when the woman was created by God, was good, but then evil corrupted the woman by speaking to her in the snake language, right?
By her obeying it, yes.
Right, I see. Okay, let me ponder on that, and I'll give you a call some other time.
All right, buddy.
We'll make some follow-up questions.
Interesting question. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Peterson. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. 888-773-773-888. Jesse, let me go. There's one line open. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse, taking my call.
You're welcome.
A listener for a long time listener.
Thank you.
And you're mighty influence. And thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The kids these days, their privileges is just, they just have so many damn privileges. And we need to take these privileges away. And the one thing that all these school shooters, okay, well, I don't know about all of them, I'm lying. But these video games are violent. And I think there's something going on with the video games and the school shootings. But if a crime happens and no one is, like, victimized or hurt, is it really a crime? And I'm talking about the father.
Repeat that now.
If there's a crime and no one is... Okay, well, I don't think the dad is gonna, like, it should be punished for it.
You don't think what now?
I don't think the dad should go to jail.
Me either. Unless he had something direct to do with the shooting. Like anything. It's a big mistake that the American people have okayed the government to arrest a person because they felt that the person was guilty for doing something that fathers do with their sons. It's insane.
But, yeah, I mean,
Why you don't think the father should be punished?
Well, I'll tell you, but, and I also think that he did, like, his kid had too many privileges. His kid was privileged.
And why do you think he had too many privileges?
Well, what did his father complain about? He complained about the video games. The father complained about the video games. He didn't do anything about it. And I think that there's like a privilege with kids playing video games. It's like some kind of privilege where like you can't take the video game away from the kids.
I think what you're making a point in that the kids are spoiled now and they get all this stuff. But the primary problem with children today, the number one problem is that their mother and father, especially the mother, don't love them. And so they're not being raised with love. They're empty, and they're using these video games and things like that to try to make themselves feel better. But and so if they had love, then the video game could not take the place of love. They're no different than the adults. The adults are using everything they can to make themselves feel better because they have no love. And so the kids don't have love. Their parents do not care about them.
Was his dad a Christian?
I don't know. What the? But even Christians don't love their children.
Why do you say that?
Because the Christians have no love.
You're not a Christian?
I'm a Christian in that if you ask me which religion I belong to, it would be the Christian religion for sure. But just because someone is called themselves a Christian, it doesn't mean they have love. Look, the Christians treat each other and others worse than the non-Christians. Have you noticed that?
I think that the people trying to put them in jail are Christians.
The people trying to put this man in jail are Christians?
I think so.
Yeah. It's a mess. John, thanks for your call. It's a mess, buddy. It's a real mess. Thank you, John. Let's go to first-time caller, Bill, out of Atlanta, Georgia, on my mind. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Welcome to the show.
Doing good. Thank you for taking my call. Let me first of all say thank you. God bless you and your station and stuff like that. I don't agree with a lot of things you say, but I do agree with some of the things. And I just wanted to just voice my opinions and then hear what your thoughts are and then get off the line and hear what the other caller's thoughts are as well. First of all, I want to say that I am a child of God. I am part of the LGBT, you know, that community, the gay part. There's a lot of things I don't agree with what's going on. I do believe that we need to vote for Trump and get Trump into office, and I'm a strong supporter of that. And a lot of people in my community don't understand how I can be gay, and I'm actually voting for him. Some of the reasons is this whole trans stuff. That stuff is starting to get on my nerves, and I think we need to draw a line of demarcation to kind of stop that. And also, we need to bring God back into our schools and stuff, prayer and all that type of thing as well. Another thing that gets on my nerves.
Why you voted for Trump, the great white hope?
The reason why I'm voting for Trump is, number one, like I said, I don't believe we need to be putting tampons in boys' room. I don't believe that if a man cuts off his penis and his balls, all of a sudden he can ministry and
clean.
He's a
we
woman.
Have,
and he's,
hey. We have
oh,
kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have kids okay, listening, so.
Well, I don't believe that a man can be a woman. You were born into this world how you are, and if you remove your genitals, that doesn't make you a woman.
Yeah.
And by taking hormones and stuff. And I'm a gay man, and I understand that, and I don't understand why other people don't. So that's one of the reasons. And also, I'm tired of all the illegals that are crossing over the border, that's flooding into this country and causing a bunch of... And I'm not saying that all of them are bad. And if I wasn't illegal and I was born over in a different country, I probably would be doing the same thing that they're doing, trying to make a better life for myself. So I understand it, but we have to take care of home first before we can take care of anybody else. And lastly, about this gentleman, about his son here in the state of Georgia, where his son shot up the school and he got arrested. Now, God, in the beginning, there was God, and then, you know, the devil and all those other disciples, we already know that story. But there's always been evil and bad. And I can kind of sympathize a little bit with this young man, because when I was younger growing up, I got called sissy, punk, fag, and all the other type of stuff. And this stuff hurt. And at one time I thought about maybe taking a gun to school, like grabbing one of my dad's guns and going and do that stuff. But there was this small little voice in my head that was like, don't do that. So we all have that good and evil voice inside of us that lets us know what's right from wrong. So this young man, being that he chose to do whatever he did, and I don't know whatever demon that he was fighting, because we're all fighting different types of demons, and sometimes some people are stronger than others. But I think it is, and hear me out, Jesse, that his dad's fault, because when you are a father, one of the things that kept me from doing that is because my dad, he probably knew that I was a, you know, little gay or whatever, he could understand it, and I was getting picked on. But he talked to me about being able to fight with your hands and reassuring me with all this other stuff. And I'm pretty sure that this guy did the same thing with his son, too. But when you birth a child into this world, it's your responsibility as a parent to make sure that you are gearing that child in the right direction. Now, kids go out and do wrong things and stuff like this guy did, shooting up kids. It's his father's, I hate to say it like this, but deep in my heart, Jesse, I believe it's his father's fault, because his dad, I think he probably could have done so much more than that. And I hate to put all the burden on his dad for what his seed did, but it's your responsibility to take care of your kids, to know them inside and out in all different types of ways. And the same thing goes for those people, the blacks in Chicago and everywhere else, when they got these kids out here gangbanging and doing all the other stuff. My motto is everybody needs to be locked up, the whole family, the mom, the dad, and the ones that made the kids. And they all go see the judge, and the judge makes the determination, okay, which one are you going to go to jail? Because if you are not putting your foot in your kids, you know what, and gearing them the right way, they're going to go out and do this stuff.
Let me ask
Let me ask you this. Yeah.
So did you see where the father, when he found out that his son, according to the report, when he found out that his son was being bullied at school, he went to the school to talk to them about it?
I didn't hear that, but okay, he went to the school and talked to him about it.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
He said that he talked to the, according to the report, we played it in the first hour, so you can listen to it later. The father said the son was complaining that he was being called sissy. No, he had been called gay. He had been bullied in school and all that. And so the father went up and talked to the school about it. And the father tried to teach his son other things, like taking him outdoors, teaching him how to hunt, showing love to the son. It was an amazing video we played earlier. He was doing all those things for the son, and still the son carried out. So if the father put all that effort into doing what he could for the son, how is the father responsible at all that he went and shot at some kids?
Because it's the same way, Jess. I don't know if you have kids. And I don't.
I have one kid, two grandkids, three great-grandkids.
Right, and if one of your kids went out and did something like this and you did everything that you did to kind of stop them— and they were underage, it's still your responsibility for your child, because there was something, and I can't think of it now, and I can't go into book because I'm not a biblical theologist or anything like that, but it all boils down to this is your seed.
So you think the government should have the right to decide, let's say you had a son, you were teaching your son to hunt, you would give him outdoor stuff, you noticed you were being bullied at school, you went there to help. You think the government, and your son, 14-year-old son, decide for whatever reason you're going to shoot up a school, you think the government can say, you know what, even though the father didn't do it, and he wasn't even accomplice to it, we're going to go and arrest him, too. You think the government should have a right to arrest you?
You know what, Jesse? You're not going to like this. If the child is underage and they did it while they're up under your
14
care,
14 is not underage for a gun.
Jess, well, that okay, this is where that little gray line comes in the area. Yes, I'm going to say yes, they do, because you know your kids.
So let me
you
just
know
ask,
they got a little tick boom or something.
Just to be clear, you're saying that this that the government should be able to come to you, Bill, and arrest you for something your 14-year-old did.
Absolutely. I'm going to stand on 10 toes down on that one right now.
And so are you okay giving your power over to a government who care nothing about you or your country? It's all about them making money and controlling the people. You're okay with turning that kind of authority over to the government?
But hang on, Jeff. Only in this particular incident, this line
but
of demarcation
taking over
is kind
of
every
incident. This is just one of everything they're doing now to control the people.
I understand where you're coming from. There are certain areas where, like I said, we strongly agree where the government should not be and stuff like that. But for this particular one, at this moment in time where my mind is thinking and how I'm feeling deep-rooted about it, yes.
Amazing.
But now, when it comes to other stuff, then we can change that line and move it around and all that type of stuff. But I mean, maybe
there
it takes
is
me more
never
listening.
Any reason. It's never. And then I got to run, Bill. But let me tell you, there's never any reason at all that the government should control the people. It is we the people, not we the government. The government work for us. They do not decide who they want to arrest and not arrest. They have been hired to build a strong military.
And that's why we need to vote for Trump.
Yeah, to keep the road going and not to tell us who can be arrested and who cannot be arrested.
Fair enough. I agree with that. But like I said, just that line of demarcation kind of gets a little gray and wiggly sometimes. But you're absolutely right. I don't believe in government controlling folks because we know how that was in the past. But there are certain things where there are certain things that we disagree on. But it's all about growing in love. But I wish him, his family, love, and God just surround them and help them get through whatever that they're going through. Because I'm talking about it. I can't imagine, and I'm strong about the opinions, but I know it's got to be a difficult time for them. So
thank you, man. I appreciate your call, Billy. Amazing call.
All right.
All right. Georgia, oh, my mind. What a mess. I can't believe I'm hearing what I'm hearing. And I'm black and slow. Y'all are saying, some of you, not all of you, that it's okay for the government to decide who they're going to arrest or not. Do you know that you're telling a godless body of people that you can decide this father is guilty and you go up in there and arrest him? And he showed you he was trying to help his son the best way he knew how. He didn't know his son was going to go shoot out. And just think about, have you thought about the people that run it out of government nowadays? And you want them to make that kind of decision. The founders of the Constitution and this great country never intended for this to happen. Never. They tried hard to make sure it didn't happen. They had the Constitution. Less government, we the people, the government cannot decide what happened in your life, in your home. It's just for the roads and physical stuff. And you have said to the government, there are exceptions to the rule where you can decide on what you, government, you can decide what to do with my life. Do you know the government don't like you? The government don't like you. there's not one in government that likes you except Trump. Meaning that they're willing to work for you and not against you. That's what I mean by like. They say, okay, if you hire me, I'm going to bring back jobs. I'm going to close the borders. I'm going to bring back drilling. I'm going to build a strong military so the world can know they can't touch us. That's all we need the government for. The government was never meant to make decisions about your personal life. We have the courts for that. Meaning, you know, we break the law. Super chat. Super chats. So, hey, what do you honestly think about this?
I think that I better steer clear of everybody. Meaning that there's like normal people who are agreeing with this.
I know. And so why you got to stay clear?
Because you know how you're more protected if you keep a low profile?
Right.
That's kind of what I want to do right now. I want to hide under that rock.
Are you preemptively as stunned as I am that we have American people who are saying yes, that the government can decide to arrest and accuse a man who have not done anything wrong?
Yeah.
That's what we know.
And it's because it's, like you said, going after the whites, going after the men.
Right.
Breaking up the family, trying to impose, like, they're the family, the head of the family. Like, the government's the head of the family.
Yeah.
And also to go after the guns. The right to carry and own awesome guns.
I predict that if we continue down this path, that eventually America will lay down their guns and give it to the government.
Yeah.
They're telling the government, you can come and arrest me if my child does something wrong. Come and get me. They're saying the government, think about the people in government. And Christians and non-Christians alike are saying to them, okay, yeah, you decide that I'm guilty because of something that somebody else did. You can come and get me. The government must be rejoicing right now.
I think in California, if cops find you, like you let cops into your home, and if your gun is not stored properly, quote unquote, they can arrest you. That's a felony, I think.
I believe I remember hearing something like that too.
Like it has to be locked in a certain way, in your own home.
Amazing.
Otherwise, it's a felony.
And the people say yes to it.
Yep.
I didn't know that people could be this dumb. I mean, when I say dumb, that they tell a body of government you can do what you want to me. You don't work for me. I work for you.
They have everybody scared.
That's what it is. Anyway, super chat.
Over on Cash App. Couple of Cash App tips, donations from Jesse.
Nice.
With IE, the sorcerer.
Thank you, Jesse.
Joel is a communist beta male and should be fired. That came in on Friday.
No, we need him here.
On a positive note, thank you for bringing us back.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
Says sorcerer.
Okay, you're welcome.
Gavin from North Georgia, very generous 15 coffees, says, women's cleaning stuff, Tim. I can't say that word.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Gavin from North Georgia, talking about the women's stuff in the boys' bathrooms.
Thank you.
Eddie is now a member, a monthly supporter on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Jesse, I watched your interview with Pastor Jamelia on The Fallen State.
What a mess!
I decided to join your monthly contributors. Any man that could put up with that hustler for that long needs my support.
If y'all did not see it, you owe it to yourself, and you will not regret it. to check out last week, fallenstate.tv, this past Friday. Man.
Bert.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
And then we'll come back right after the break, finish my super chats, and back to your phone calls. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back to him. Back in a moment. You're thinking everything is gone wrong. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay. Is now or never. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me just catch up on some more of these super chats.
Super chats.
And then I get to the phone here. Super, super.
Bert bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, a question about the silent prayer. Are the thoughts an important part of knowing what to do? Because not because you believe them, but as a result of seeing them. I think maybe I've been ignoring, avoiding thoughts, the thoughts that come, and not really looking for the truth after seeing them. As a result, I become a bit lost, and I'm not sure what to do. Thanks.
Break it down to a question.
Is it important to pay attention to the thoughts? Because he's ignoring and avoiding them, maybe.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It is crucial. It is hola, mamma mia, important that you watch the thoughts. What's the assignment for this week?
It's very similar to the prior assignment.
Robert Fellowship.
Yeah. I have it written down, actually.
It is really, ooh-wee. It's so important that you watch the thought. It's mind-blowing. And you're going to see, if you are sincere about working on yourself and you're truly watching the thoughts, you're going to see the depths of how much you are not your thoughts. And that they are in your mind, but not in, they're not you. You have identified, and it's going to be so hard for you to except not being a part of your thought, because it's so much part of, it's such a big part of your identity, and you cry and you suffer. So it's important that you watch them. That's what you really, you need to commit to watching them. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything except for practical thoughts. What you gonna eat, what you gonna wear, what you gonna drink. I'm going down the road. I'm milking the cow in the morning at 7 and be ready for the school bus at 8. It's crucial that you watch the thoughts. Thank you.
The assignment you asked is
ask.
Distrust the thought.
Yes.
But feel the pain of it.
Oh, I know what it was now. Why? It's something like, I don't have exactly a word. Why are you afraid to distrust your thoughts? I noticed that, maybe those who work on themselves now, human beings are afraid not to trust the thoughts. You're afraid to distrust them. Isn't that amazing? Are you afraid to not trust your thought hate?
Maybe.
Are you hate? I ain't, but I ain't a baby. Are you afraid not to trust your thought?
Yeah, a little bit.
All human beings, except for those who are somewhat waking up now, a few, are afraid. Did you know you are afraid not to trust your thought? Ain't that deep? Yes, Jesse, that is deep. Go ahead, hey.
G Fontes 119 supported on Rumble, saying, "I want to see the evidence before indicting, and especially before convicting anyone."
That's right. That is the American way. You just can't say, "Oh, this man is guilty because of something his son did. I'm gonna arrest him and throw the book at him." That's not even the American way. Thank you. Who is that?
G Fontes 119.
G Fontes, you're right. Amazing. Thank you.
With another Rumble rant, G Fontes 119. It's all about depopulation. Almost every policy position Western governments take. Receipt? Here you go. The Kissinger Report, a 1974 government document.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Piotr, five coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven.
Amazing. Thank you.
These are from church. Lily Pooh gave a Rumble rant. Another great church. Stay blessed, JLP, experts, and super chatters. Bond.
Yesterday's fellowship was amazing. It was a blessing. It was grace and mercy all wrapped in one. It was deep. Check it out at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing.
Lala Miss Honeybee says, "Love the message, Jesse. God bless."
Thank you. Thank you for your support and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All the way to the end. Because the message of overcoming the father state and returning to the father is not. Most people ain't going to make it. It just get too hard, they say. Or it take too long, they say. But he who endures to the end, he or she who endures to the end get the prize. You got to endure. And if everybody fall away from you, the whole world turn against you, you stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Pat Kah, Apple Art. Says, "Hi from Germany."
All the way from Germany. Heard around the world. Hi.
By the way, pardon me if I'm butchering your name.
And thank you for your support.
People joining in to church over on the Instagram Live. That's cool. Rebuilding the Man on Instagram.
Nice.
Britain says, "My mama would be so proud I'm in church on X."
That's right. Mama love it when the kids go to church. Thank you.
Shout out to Kid Combo One, Noah's Ark Kansas, and Kilo Alpha Tango for the lemons during church. Thank you guys for the support.
Thank you.
Cold Burger
Art. Appreciate it.
Seven coffees from Cold Burger Art. What a mess. Love the fellowship. Danke, danke.
Thank you. Cold Burger Art. That's a powerful name.
Indeed. That's German for thank you.
That's what it means?
I think. Danke.
What?
Danke.
Danke.
Yep.
Danke. Thank you.
Pardon us if we're butchering the pronunciation.
Yeah.
Ari, over on X, asks, "How would you recognize Jesus when he returns?"
He has already returned. What the? Amazing. Thank you. See, you know, you recognize him, and he has already returned. Amazing. Thank you. It's amazing that Jesus has already returned. And people are still waiting on him to return.
Yep.
And they'll wait their whole life for him to return where they could be having life because he has returned already. What a mess! So thank you.
Zerta Matrix, five coffees. Parents will be charged for everything under the sun soon.
They
Socialist
will.
Government moves to destroy families. Children can be evil, too. If it's difficult for adults to ignore Satan, it's probably really difficult for children.
Absolutely. That boy was driven by evil. And you're right. If they are allowed to get away with arresting this man for something he did not do, according to all the report, they're going to come up with other reasons to arrest you. Believe me, this is, you don't know, this is a floodgate of destruction for each individual in America and your family. Amazing. Thank you.
Mac O'Leary, Three Coffees. Church on Sunday was amazing. I think it was that shirt Jesse had on. His shirt was on fire. Jesse gave a few little shirts to Hake and Joelle. They need them. Jesse, no, he says, Jesse, give a few little shirts to Hake and Joelle. They need them.
Joelle already, both of y'all wear nice shirts already.
Thank you. We don't know what you're talking about, Mac O'Leary.
Yeah, both of the guys wear really nice shirts at times.
Nice.
Joelle said, I'll still take it, though.
Same.
Nick said, the anchor baby said, it's me who needs some, who need them. Amazing.
Soul Conscious.
Well, thank you.
Eight Coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, because it is Female Monday, I have a couple of advices for the ladies. One, do not wear those yoga leggings / shorts outside the gym. They scream desperation. Two, dress more modest. Work on self. Seek the Father within. Three, you are not a sex object. Four, this is not a couple.
Who is this?
Soul Conscious. Four, cut back on the makeup. Five, stop being worldly. With love, I cherish the ladies as much as Hake.
That's a whole consciousness. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Let's stop there for a minute.
Okie dokie.
Thank you all very much. I absolutely appreciate it. And we're going to get back to them. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller Mark out of Washington. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
How do you do? I'm just thrilled. I've watched you for years. I'm a member of your club, and I called, and here we are. I'm stunned.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you, and thank you for your support. I definitely appreciate it.
I love your program. I love your work, and I can go on forever.
Thank you, buddy. Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you. I am 66 years old, single, never married that I know of, no children that I know of, and I'm like kryptonite to my family. They don't come around, they don't call, no nothing. And so my parents were mom was married twice for years and years and years. Till I was about 10 or 12 years old, she told me her first husband had died, and then she married my dad, who had me and one older sister, and we joined two older siblings. My oldest brother was 19 years older, oldest sister was 14 years older, and then my full sister is 2 years older. Well, my sister that's 2 years older, I think, has hated me since the day I was born because I took daddy's attention away from her. Because she's been mean to me my entire life. She's had me jailed. She successfully once and tried twice. She sued me.
Wow. I've made
the mistakes. And I've had gifts put in my lap, and I've let them slip away. I had a 20-year girlfriend who got me started using pain medication, opiates, in the late 90s. And her father actually gave them to her. He was in Auschwitz. He was marched into Auschwitz and marched in there on the day it was liberated.
Amazing.
When he was 13 or 14 years old. and so he was Polish and came to first Canada and then to America and raised a family with three girls and a pair of twins. One of them died from, guess what? An opiate overdose. He started giving the girls.
Are you still taking opioid?
Yeah, yeah. And because I have survived late third stage lung cancer.
Amazing.
One of my friends, after I told him about the one near miss, he told me, he said, "You must be one of those bulletproof guys that nothing can kill." the cancer, I had two accidental overdoses, one from a pain cocktail a friend shared with me when we've been drinking and landed me in the ER for 5 days. And the doctor was amazed I survived. And another time with benzodiazepine or whatever it's called, the doctor was again.
And so your question for me is what, Mark?
But should I just quit? I'm not getting any help.
Quit what?
Just life. Just go crawl in a hole and die. Because I just get beat up. And like I said, I can't find any help from anyone anywhere for anything. Family, social services. I was on SSI. And when my girlfriend, who I lived with, died, and I don't get much Social Security because I owned a small business and didn't pay into it very much. And had this crazy girlfriend for 20 years that just sucked the life out of me. And
are you ready to live?
I am cutting back on the opiates, and have a addiction specialist appointment coming up.
Have you let your anger go yet?
Pretty much. I'm still pretty angry.
You've heard me say over and over, you got to drop the anger. Why haven't you let the anger go completely?
Because I'm in pain all the time.
You mean like physical pain?
Yes.
Or spiritual pain?
Both.
Okay. And so if you want to overcome the emotional pain, you're going to have to let the anger go. Anger is evil. Anger is not of God. He has nothing to do with anger. And anger will always keep you in a hopeless state of being. It gives you false life, not real life. You got to drop the anger, Mark, all the way so that you can let go and live. Once you let go, you're going to have an amazing life, but you got to drop the anger. You got to forgive.
I really do my best. I mentioned, my mother wasn't always honest with me. I've forgiven her. My dad, wasn't the toughest guy on earth. When I was with my dad, I was having a ball. But when I was at home with mom, it was just sheer terror the whole time.
Yeah.
She would threaten me with a session. Do you want another session? And that would involve locking me in the bathroom with her and a switch.
Did you forgive her?
Oh, yeah.
Pardon
me?
Did you tell her you forgive her what she'd done to you?
No. She passed away years ago.
Oh,
I'm
66.
Okay. Yeah, she was 45 when I was born. And
wow.
Dad was 49. Yeah, Dad was 49. So when I was born, my dad was thrilled to have a son. And, of course, my sister, 2 years older, thought it was horrible that I took all the attention away from her.
You were jealous, huh?
Apparently, because she, like I said, she succeeded once at jailing me.
So, Mara, let me tell you this because of time.
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Not regularly, but I've
Mark, here's what I recommend you do. Realize that your mother could not help herself. She was angry. She was her mother did that to her, and she was angry. She had no love. Your father did the best he could do because his mother and father let him down as well. But, Mark, I want you to start doing the silent prayer so that God can take, and he will, take away the spirit of anger from you, And when you let that go, you're going to let life happen, and you will have an amazing life. And it doesn't matter how old you are, physically how old you are, because God is not into age. Right now, you can start having an amazing life, but you got to be present and let the anger go. You got to stay out of your imagination. Take no thought about tomorrow. Take no thought about yesterday. Only stay present right now. And I promise you, if you do this, your life, you will have a life that was created by God for you to have.
That's kind of difficult for me to understand, because I try to make plans, and then I always fail at meeting those plans, or meeting my schedule.
Don't make plans. Just live your life. Don't make plans unless you're going on a trip or something, but don't make plans. Just do it. Live your life moment by moment. That's all you have. Just live your life moment by moment. Your life don't need a plan. Stop making plans.
I could give that a try. I could see the wisdom in that. I know it would. I imagine it would reduce a lot of anxiety, and that's another thing I've dealt with. And I don't drink or anything, so I.
We don't even know what we want in life. How can we make a plan when we don't know what we need, and we don't know what we want? I want you, and I want you to let me know how it goes. I want to encourage you to start doing the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and stay with it and practice being present. Let go of all your little plans and just practice being present and let life happen through you. It will happen. It was already established for you. It's already on the inside of you. You need to let it happen. And I'm telling you, Mark, it would be as though you never had a past, because it doesn't exist anymore.
I just got to add, I've been blessed, incredibly blessed my entire life. I was born cesarean. So from the very, very, very beginning, I've just been given one gift after another. Wow. I was in a car crash that destroyed two utility poles that were not next to each other.
Whoa.
We slid sideways through one, and it sat it down on its stump. And then the next one down the block was broke off about 10 feet off the ground. So we were going end over end at that point.
A man of steel.
Well, and that's like I said, my friend said, you must be one of those bolts. I've been literally, cradled in the arms of God.
He's with you. When you say sincere, you mean a C-section, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Mark, I hate to run, but I got to run.
Yeah. Yes.
But I want you to start doing the silent prayer morning and night, and then during the day, practice being present. Be right where you are rather than in your head. And let all your little plans go and just live.
I give it a try.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'm so thrilled to have the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. Good talking to you as well.
Thank you again. All bye right, for bye. Now.
Okay. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go already. What the heck is coming in with the hate news? Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, September 9th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. Be patient. Appreciate you hanging in there. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. Okay, that's my show live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 1 Central, 12 to 2 Eastern. And then Joelle Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 12 Pacific Time. That is 1 to 2 Central, 2 to 3 Eastern, something like that. And then, of course, Punchy TV, new episode premiering at 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 Central, 5 Eastern. And then American Anchor, baby. 4 p.m. Pacific Time, American Anchor, baby. That's 6 Central, 7 Eastern. All right? Nice. Last week, according to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim, Georgia prosecutors arrested the father, as you heard earlier today on the JLP show, of the 14-year-old Appalachian high school shooting suspect on cruelty to children, manslaughter, and murder charges. Make it make sense. No, it doesn't make sense. Don't even try. Colin Gray, age 54, accused of giving his son access, communist buzzword, to firearms, despite knowing he was a threat to himself and others. Which is, in my opinion, a lie. According to an arrest warrant, in May 2023, the evil FBI, liberal FBI, investigated that minor after receiving a tip that he may have made online threats to attack a school. Officials questioned both the teen and the father, who said that his son did not have unfettered access to the firearms in the home. Law enforcement officials said on Christmas, Colin Gray gifted his son the semi-automatic AR-15 that was used in last week's shooting, killing 4 people and injuring 9 others. The suspect's mother, who has not been charged, said she contacted the high school the morning of the shooting to warn them about an extreme emergency after receiving cryptic texts from her son. Prosecutors are starting to look at parental accountability in the aftermath of school shootings. Evil prosecutors, right? Earlier this year, the parents of a teenage school shooter in Michigan, remember Ethan Crumbly, were convicted on manslaughter charges. They went on the run, actually. The first parents in the country to be tried and charged for their children's actions in a mass shooting. In the Colin Gray's case, the evil Washington Compost, far-left extremist outlet, reports that police charged him within less than 36 hours after his son's attack. Meanwhile, this is all putting the spotlight on so-called gun control laws. In Georgia, lawmakers considered safe gun storage laws a couple of weeks before the shooting happened. But even after the attack, there is still no consensus in Georgia, despite 26 states having a similar evil law in place. So it's not even the law that they have to have it stored safely. So what are they doing? What a mess. By the way, far-left extremist, sloppy outlet USA Today says nearly 50 people have been killed in so-called school shootings in 2024. What a mess, huh? You know what's also a mess? CNN is celebrating a Sinner who is the winner. The world's number one tennis player, Jannik Sinner, won the U.S. Open on Sunday, beating American Taylor Fritz in straight sets. Taylor Fritz was the first American man to reach a Grand Slam singles final since 2009. But Jannik, J-A-N-N-I-K, his last name, I guess, is Sinner, S-I-N-N-E-R. But he's not necessarily a sinner. It's just funny, I guess. CNN thinks it's funny, and so does Hake. What a mess. Terrible stuff going on in the world. $240 million is how much the Dallas Cowboys star quarterback Dak, D-A-K, Prescott, will earn as part of a four-year record-setting contract extension, so said an agent to CNN. 31-year-old Prescott, highest-paid NFL player. Never heard of him. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Believe it or not, I'm falling in love. Third hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. No biblical question yet. Not yet. You can get involved no matter what you're doing. You can listen to the show while it is happening, when you're working out or about to agreeing with the government that they can decide who they want to arrest, and you go along with it, not knowing you've been set up yourself, or you could be waking up. But it's up to you. You can be listening to the show. You can be working out or whatever by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A bond JLP cash app. It's Monday. And most of you know, we take the ladies' calls first when they come in. Because it is Monday, we take all calls, but especially ladies, Mondays is always and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So I mentioned, before I go back to the calls, I mentioned yesterday at the fellowship, talking about how the people now for the government, and the government's not for the people. I mentioned that in California, they were trying to get a bill passed where they can give illegal aliens $150,000. Right, hey, $150,000 to buy a home. Illegal aliens, $150,000 to buy a home. Where if you're an American citizen, you got to try to save up. And now they want you to say it all depends on the home, anywhere between $10,000 to $100,000 to put down on a house if you're an American citizen. Well, I've been told that Newsom vetoed bill to make immigrants, which are illegal aliens, immigrants without legal status eligible for home loans in California. You think? So Newsom must be planning to run for president, because this is not Newsom, Gavin Newsom, at all. He must be planning to run at some point. ABC is reported, ABC 7 is reported, California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill Friday that would have made some immigrants in the county, in the country, illegally eligible for home loans backed by the state. Isn't that amazing? Newsom said it could not, Newsom said he could not sign the bill because of limited funding available for state housing assistance program. Ain't got enough money, he says. The governor said at a news conference Friday that he would not speculate on whether he would have signed the home loan assistance bill if there were more funding available. Isn't that amazing? He said, if more money, maybe I would have done it. I'm not speculating. But who sat down and came up with the idea, let's give illegal aliens $150,000 to make a home, to buy a home? Who came up with that idea and decided, let's turn it into a bill? And who thought that somebody else would support it in government? And there were people who did support it. And you think that's bad news? I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm about to give you shocking news. Get ready. This isn't a warning sign that this news might not be able to be dealt with by all people. You might not be able to handle this. So turn your radio off if you think you cannot handle this. This is bad. And I told you, my country's gone. It is no longer tears of thee. My country is gone. And they made sure, they knew exactly who to get rid of to make sure that America never, ever, but never, ever, ever return again. So get ready for this bad news. This is horrible, horrible. This is bad news. This news is so bad I want to tear up. And it takes a lot for me to tear up. This news is worse than what happened in Georgia, with the father being arrested and all that. This news should make everybody want to cry. By, y'all ready? One, two, three. By 2042. By 2042, according to this report, there will be no racial majority in the United States. Did you hear that? Tisha, please. Tisha, please. By 2042, there will be no racial majority in the United States. This is from Bloomberg. By 2042, there will be no racial majority in the United States. Minorities or groups that are thought of as minorities now will outnumber, get this, the white population. By 2042, the so-called minority groups will outnumber the white population in their own country. Now, do you believe me when I say my country is never coming back? And the anchor baby have a graphic up there, and he gonna look at it and explain it.
U.S. white and minority populations. So this is data that has been collected from 1970. And you can see on the left, it starts with a tall orange bar that represents the white population.
Am I in the way of that?
I'll take it down when we get to that side. In fact, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
The orange bar represents the white population. 1970, there were right under 175 million, with the minority populations just over 25 million. And you take it all the way to 2020, and you see the bars are getting pretty close, and the projection is beyond that, is that the other color bar will overtake the white population bar. You can see all the way at the end with 2050. By then, they're already way outnumbered.
Amazing.
This is from the U.S. Census and Census Bureau projections.
White people, what do you think of that? What do you think of that, white people? In your own country, you will no longer rule. What do you think they're going to do to you? You think there is some of this white man being locked up down in Georgia? Just wait. And if you doubt me, and I know you do, some of you, take a look over in South Africa and see what happened to the white folks over there when they became they were overtaken by minority people. They ran them out of the cities back onto the farmlands, and then they followed them over to the farmland and fight robbing and stealing and killing from them. That's coming to America. It's already here, but the fewer in number of white people, it's just going to get worse. White people, now you see why you need to stop killing a man's baby ladies in the womb. We need more white babies, not less white babies. July is White History Month to remind you, and July will always be White History Month to remind you, we need white babies. You need to stop killing the white babies. You need to stop catering to the people of color. You need to stand up and not be afraid. Where will you go? They're going to run you out of your own country. And where will you go? You can't go to Europe. They've already done it over there. And now they're doing it over here. What they've done over there, they're now doing it over here. By 2042, white people will be the minorities in your own land. And they don't like you. They blame you for every failure in their lives. And some of you are blaming the Jews, so you ain't no better. What the? You ought to be trembling. I thought it was bad that you agreed that the government can arrest a father who, according to a report that we've seen, have nothing to do with the shooting of his son committed. And the blind leads the blind. So there you have it. You can turn your TV back on now. By 2042, according to Bloomberg report, white people will no longer be the majority in their own country. I tremble to think what's going to happen. You think the attack on white people is bad now? You ain't seen nothing. And you guys are celebrating because this white man has been arrested in Georgia? Okay. You will live to regret it. Nobody loved the white people. Let me go to Josh. I forgot about Joshua. My bad, Joshua, out of New York. Joshua, hello? Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Don't worry. You don't have to apologize for me waiting so long. It's worth the wait. Trust me.
Thank you, man.
I was listening. God bless you. Okay. First and foremost, God bless America. God bless Donald Trump, the great white hope.
The great white hope.
Hope. And I wanted to say to you, thank you for what you do. Thank you. You changed me. But I am very saddened of the news you told us. And I think it's one of the most disgusting things I could have heard today.
Yeah.
Hearing that by 2042, these people are going to take over America, which was made by the whites and made great by the whites.
Yeah.
And I agree to that. And I'm 32 years old. By that time, I will be alive. You know, I'll be in my 40s.
Amazing.
And it's probably the most disappointing thing I heard, because as you can see, wherever there's a large population of non-white people, there's always destruction.
Yes.
And where there is a large population of white people, there is progression.
Yep.
And I came to that conclusion after I did my research and I've listened to you. And I also wanted to say that what happened to the father of the kid who shot the school, I don't think he should be arrested.
Yep.
I think he should be arrested for allowing his kid to go to public school. I think that was that's the reason.
That's a good point.
He should be arrested for allowing his kid to go to public school, knowing that the teachers are just as evil as the students.
Yeah.
They're just as evil. And I believe he was teaching his son how to hunt. Is that what they're being said? If you really think about it, those are manly things to do.
Yeah.
Teach their kids how to hunt. Yesterday, I took an 8-hour course on hunting here in New York and Long Island. And I saw, you know, all types of people. There was a grandfather there with his grandkid. And I said, that's a beautiful thing. Having your kid, your grandchild, to learn hunting responsibility. Instead of being, you know, like an idiot just holding a gun.
Yeah.
These classes are there to teach people how to be responsible with the gun. But besides that, I feel like here in America, like the gentleman before who called that he's part of the LGBTQ community, a lot of people are against manly things, which is hunting, which is driving, you know, like race cars and stuff like that.
Yeah,
playing brutal sports and stuff. Like, people are so against that, you know. And I, for one, highly disagree with the arrest of the father, because it's not his fault.
Yeah.
The only thing he should be arrested for is for taking his kid to public school and allowing that to happen. He should have kept them home and homeschooled them and taught them how to be a man at home, because school's not going to do that. School is not going to teach kids how to be a man.
Nope.
Or a woman to be a woman.
Yeah.
They infiltrating the young minds to destroy us. That's why by 2042, these kids, these American kids, are going to be so feminized and they're going to be so destroyed that they don't know how to fight back against these illegals and all this crap that's going on. And I mentioned before I got on the call that here in New York City, the Palestinians are protesting, and they just they put a huge Palestinian flag on one of the major bridges in New York City. And I feel like that's a big, big disrespect, because where's our American flag?
Yeah.
But yet they're allowed to burn our flag in America and disrespect our flag, and yet we got to allow them to do that.
And they can say death, they can chant death to America in America.
In America, which is disgusting. I, for one, do not support that. I do not support the Muslims, because I feel like they're evil. All their teachings are evil. And yet, there's a very big population of them here in New York City, and I'm not scared, but it's nerve-wracking knowing that they could actually be terrorists.
Yes.
because they hate us. If you go into, we can't go into their country and say that, but yet they could come here and say it. And I, for one, believe that we should ship them off to Gaza and to Palestine so they could go fight for their country instead of marching and wasting time here. It's like when the illegals here say that we make America great because we work hard. Well, if you really look at it, they're just cheap labor, one. And if they can make this country great, why will they go back to their crap country and make it better over there?
I rest my case. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And you're right. The teachers in these public schools are worse than the students, to be honest.
Yes, they are.
If they got to arrest his father, they should arrest him for sending his kids to a public school, because to send your kid to a public school today is truly a lack of love. It shows a lack of
evil.
Love. Yeah.
It's evil. It's pure evil.
Yeah.
You got these teachers that are teaching them the books, these weird books. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's okay, but the reason why everybody's okay is because nobody fights back and says, no, we're not allowing this.
Yeah.
Everybody, even the fathers, are all beta males.
Yeah.
And they allow it because it's like, oh, yeah, reading a transgender, reading a book to a kid is not going to make them, you know, end up being gay and stuff like that. That's evil.
Yeah, it is. That's Joshua, evil. I got to run, man. Amazing call. I'm so glad I got to it. Thank you for it.
No problem. I will call soon and remember me, Joshua from Brooklyn.
I will, buddy. Thank you
so much, brother.
Man.
Thank you. Okay. And God bless. And God bless the great white hope.
The great white hope. Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
Amazing. All right, buddy.
Bye. Let me see what the great white hope has to say, since he's so deeply rooted in our mind right now.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
I rest my case. The great white hope. Never. We needed the great white hope. We need him now. Let me go all the way out to Denmark, around the world, by everybody and their mama if you're white, but everybody and they mama if you're black. Patriot out of Denmark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi there, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the the wonderful church service yesterday.
I think
it's developing into something truly great. It's always developing. I'm glad to be a part of it, although I am so far away from it.
I'm so far away, and yet you're so close.
That's it. And this radio show also did some good for me. Today I realized that women are out of control, and that it's because money, it rules people's lives.
Yeah.
And I believe that are even the children's freedom is compromised because the women are careless due to these things. And I want to ask you, because I think that shutting off money is like shutting off the hot water for the women. That's how you have to treat them as a man in either case. But would it take a financial collapse for things to get right in your country again?
No, it won't. The only thing that's going to make America great again is that men take over again and start running the families, their families, and the country. If men don't take over the country, there's no way it will ever get right again. And too many women, they're allowing too many women to be a part of government, the schools, the workplace, and everything. And that's a setup, Patrick. They don't want it to work, so that's why they're putting the women in charge of things.
That's great. I agree with that a lot.
What a mess!
What a mess. Thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes, sir. Thank
you,
buddy.
Have a happy Monday.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. First time call out of Utah, Jacob. Jacob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Jacob.
All right. Good to be with you. I have a question for you. I've been listening to you talk about how women have the spirit of the devil in them, and they can't help but pit the children against the father.
Right.
And I'm not yet a father, but I really want to find my lady and have kids. And so I'm wondering, how does a father prevent that from happening? I know you have to start out right, not marry a woman that's older than you or that already has children, and you have to control her. So I I just don't know how to do that. So I need
how
some
old
examples
are you?
Of that. 37.
And so your question is what now?
The question is, what does a husband do in a relationship, in a marriage, to prevent the wife from, you know, spreading that the devil into her children and pitting them against the father? How does he maintain control in the house?
And so you said that you do want to get married and have family, make children?
Yes, sir.
And why?
Yes, sir.
Why?
I believe as I turned my heart to God, I just find a desire to be a father.
Why?
And participate. I think it's part of God's plan. I think God put it in all of our hearts to be parents and to teach them right and to teach them to follow God.
So you believe that is God's plan for you to get married, make children?
Yes, I do.
So if you believe that, do you believe that if it is meant for you to be married, have children, that God will put the right woman in your life, that you should not be looking for one at all?
You're right. You're right. I don't trust God. You know, I'm learning about how to trust God and how to submit to him and trust him with my life.
And so you say you don't trust him?
I think I could trust him more. I do trust him, but I'm learning about the details of that. I'm learning the little ways that I still try to do it on my own.
Well, there's no such thing as trusting him a little bit. Either you trust him or you don't trust him. Do you trust him?
Yes. I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
Right. And so knowing that you don't trust him, rather than believing the lie that of evil that you want a wife and kids, why not focus on knowing him? Put that first before anything, or because you don't know what you want in life. You don't know what you need. You don't know what you want. So even the idea that you want a wife and kids could be a made-up lie coming from evil.
Oh, man. I had not considered that.
And why
I just
not?
Don't think Satan would want that. I don't think he would want that. I don't think he would be putting that in my heart. I feel
why
like
not? Why
Satan
do you don't think
been,
Satan would want that?
Well, I think I've been serving Satan most of my life, and as I've been doing that, I've been running away from responsibility, from family, from taking on any responsibility. And that's, to me, that's like the epitome of responsibility, taking on.
But you
marriage,
should not
man,
want for a responsibility like that. You should want for nothing. But why do you think Satan wouldn't put that on your mind that you want a wife and kids? Why do you think he would not put that on your mind?
Oh, why do I think Satan would not put that on me?
Yeah.
Because I associate those things. I think Satan wants to destroy the family.
Right.
And wants to make it weak and make... Part of the weakness that he's put in my heart is to make me feel like I can't do those things. Like I'm just not going to be able to do that well. And I think God wants me to believe the opposite, to believe that I can answer that call that he.
But God doesn't want you to believe that at all. He only wants you to have faith in him and nothing or no one else.
Right.
And so why do you think Satan would not want for you to want to get married and make children and cause you to get married and make children? Why do you think he wouldn't want that?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it more, it does occur to me that maybe Satan would want, you know, not only does he doesn't just want to destabilize the family by not letting families happen. He also wants to make families that are messed up and dysfunctional. And
absolutely.
So it occurs to me now that I definitely sense that even if I feel that my desire is a righteous desire, that if I go at it without wisdom, like I've been married before and it was a huge mess. And so Yeah, I guess you're right. Saint, I guess
Saint absolutely been, yeah. want to encourage you to get married, make children, so he can live inside a human being. The spirit of evil lives inside a human being. It cannot exist unless it's inside of human beings.
Okay, well.
Hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Yep.
Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Don't forget to social media, right? Follow us over here. Subscribe over there. Ring the bell over here. Tweet over there. Follow us on YouTube, JLP on X. JLP on X. JLP Talk on X. Subscribe. Good morning, X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Thank you all for that in advance. And then don't forget for personal shout-outs. Birthdays, wedding, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, or whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And there are ways to listen to the show. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com/show. All right? Hake is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And at 2 p.m. today, check out Puncha TV, PUNCHIETV.com. No, Puncha TV, Puncha.TV, Puncha.TV on YouTube and Puncha.TV. Check out Puncha TV. We don't have a new episode to show you right now, but we do have one. All right. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Flying high off life. Not off pot, but off life. At 4 p.m., you don't want to miss it. Let me go quick. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to Jacob, who want a wife and kids. Jacob, do you realize you should not want for anything?
What does that mean?
Don't want for anything. Don't want for a wife. Don't want for children. Don't want for a family. Don't want for a friend. don't want for money, don't want for anything, only want for what is right.
Okay, what, yeah.
Our theme this year is want for nothing. And because you're wanting for a wife, Satan is telling you that you believe it, and he will give you one, and it's going to be the wrong one.
Yeah. So want for nothing literally means don't desire, don't give in, don't feed that desire for things. Just
absolutely
follow God and submit to God.
Only seek the kingdom and its right way, and all will be added unto you.
Okay, that's interesting. As I've, part of my desire to get married was trying to submit to God and pursue God's will. And so how, okay.
Ain't no way you go to get married and commit to God. You can hang that up.
Say that again.
There's no way that getting married would cause you to submit to God. Not if getting married is your first choice.
Yeah, not if I'm putting that
first. Right.
Yeah.
And then the only reason you think you want to get married or have children, you're listening to evil. And evil, because you're in your head, in your imagination, you're listening to evil, and evil is suggesting to you that, oh, you're getting married, you'll do better than your parents, you'll be a good father, you'll be a and it's lying to you.
Yeah. That's true. I am in my head a lot, and I try to solve that by ideas that I get, and I think I do tie up. I do think God wants us to have kids, but I think you're right that you have to be connected with God in order for that to go right. And I know
God neither want you to have children, nor does he not want you to have children. He doesn't care either way about that.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Not yet. It's on my to-do list.
Well, no wonder you think you want a wife. Why haven't you? Why? Because in your condition, all you're going to do is marry your mama, and you're going to have the same problem that your father had with your mother.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
It's been the last week or so that I've really taken that I really dived into. I listened to you a couple years ago and enjoyed it, but didn't really get it. And then just this past week, I started to dive in more and realized how important that is. And I recognize that that's true. I don't trust her. I don't trust my dad. I've considered them loving people and have been confused about why it's so hard to love them. But I think that's why.
Because they're not loving people.
Yeah.
And so your to-do list, you have this to-do list. Yes, you're asking, how do I deal with an imaginary wife and imaginary children? You gotta go and forgive your mother, man. How are you expecting to be of love and free if you don't go and forgive your mother?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. You're right. I don't know what else to do. I have talked to both my parents about things that happened that had a effect on me, and they apologized to me, and I said that I understood, but I didn't say I forgave them.
And why not?
And because I don't think I did. I think I was trying to avoid. I think I was trying to be like, oh, it's not a problem, but it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've admitted that to myself.
And as a result, you're limiting your imagination, looking for answers that would only set you up to lose. You are consulting with the devil one situation after another one. You're in a prison of your imagination, and you're walking around in that cell consulting with the devil, and he tell you, oh, this corner over here is a nice little corner, live there. And then that doesn't work, and he said, oh, if you had a wife and kids to put in this corner, you'll feel better. And then he tell you this, and you're consulting with the devil. You're in prison.
Yeah. I just keep expecting. Maybe part of it is that I expect when I follow God, there will be something to do, something specific to do. But I guess that
you're not following
God.
You're not following. You're following Satan.
Yeah.
You're not going to follow God until you see that you have this anger, which is resentment, which is evil, which is hatred, and you need to repent from the heart and go and forgive your mother and father. Then God will draw you into the kingdom, and he will cause you to follow him.
One last question on this. I agree, and I'm going to do this. And how did you discover this? I know that you forgave your mom.
By looking within.
You listened within.
To look within. You need to see what's going on inside of you. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I just started doing it. I did it last night and this morning.
Well, stay with that and just start. I'm telling you, pay attention to your thoughts. Stay present. Stay away from the past or the future. Stay present, and the truth will make you free.
Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-877-5373. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jamil. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how you doing, brother?
All is well.
Everything is nice. I just wanted to comment real quick on the whole school situation. I think that is crazy. I think it's insane that they're going to put Pops in jail because his son decided to do something. And a lot of people are calling you and they're talking about maybe, well, not a lot, but I've heard a few. Maybe he should go to jail. And I put it like this. This is after hearing this from Friday till now. I had the weekend to think about it. And I could be wrong, but I'm just letting it reveal itself to me. When God, you know, a lot of people talk about Jesus wept. He wept, and he had anger, and he had all these things. And they think that when they weep, it's okay. And I called you one time. You said, I said, why am I sad over my brother and my mother? He said, because you weak. I said, dang, you right, you know. And I said, so I started thinking about it. I said, why would Jesus weep? What a lot of people, from what I understand so far, what a lot of people don't understand is that he wept not because he felt sorry for us. He felt an emotion for us. He was seeing how powerful the deception that we were under control was.
Yeah.
He saw.
Yeah.
He literally was watching us and he was like, they don't see at all. And the way that I can see that this father being charged, whether he gave the gun to the son or not, we don't know, to kill anybody. I think this is what people don't realize the devil is putting in their head. You don't even know if he gave his son a gun to kill anybody. You have no idea. There's no evidence. There's no proof of that. But he's already having you think that the father gave his son a gun for the wrong reasons. You don't know.
Jesus, and they're only believing that because the government and the media has made them believe something crazy like that.
That's right. They made
them believe that the father is responsible. And so most people are unconscious that they're listening to the government, not realizing that the government is coming for them next because then the government see that this works.
Hey, Jesse, in Canada here, I think it was in Vancouver, maybe a year or two ago, a man's child decided that they wanted to be a boy, but he was a girl or vice versa. And the father said, well, in my home, you were born my son, so I'm not going to call you a she. And they arrested him for it. What they don't understand is that God wept not because he felt for us, but he was able to put himself in our shoes. And a lot of people think that they're doing the same thing that Jesus did. Our brother didn't feel emotions for us. He was able to, when he put himself in our shoes, he just saw that the deception was powerful.
Yeah.
It's very powerful.
It's and amazing.
If you see it that way, you will understand. He's not weeping because he feels sorry for you. He's weeping for you because he knows you're a fool.
Absolutely.
But he doesn't want you to be that way.
Jamil,
you understand?
I appreciate it, man. I got to run, but thank you so much.
God bless you, man. Take it easy.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Super chat. Super, super. Thank you, Jamil.
Forgive yo mama, bought a coffee. If I'm at a family event and I don't want to discuss my personal life with my family and others, what types of topics are safe to talk about in the type of setting without people prying into my life and me not having to say to every other person, that's none of your business?
Well, no, and you talk about what you want to talk about. Don't worry about which is safe. If you don't want to talk about your personal business, and you shouldn't, just don't do it. Tell them to stay out of your business. None of your business. And you don't have to talk at all, but don't worry about it. Just whatever you want to talk about. Amazing. Thank you.
Danimal Five Coffees. Appreciate the fellowship, Jesse, and experts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Double exclamation mark.
Yeah, thank you.
And also on Buy Me a Coffee. No, on Cash App, Jesse. J-E-S-S-I-E. This is different from Jesse Lee Peterson. No, I and Jesse. Sorcerer gave a Cash App, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Neri bought a Cash App, also no message.
Appreciate it.
Someone says, good morning, Jesse and crew. I just realized on the topic of arresting the father for the son's actions, it's not only handing power to the government, it's giving power to the evil son who hates his father. Now these kids can destroy their own lives and their parents' lives. This may encourage school shootings.
That's such a good point.
Yep.
That's an amazing point. Honestly, the American people don't know what they're doing. Ain't no way in the world I would say yes to that from the government. Anyone really, but definitely not from the government. Okay. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Popcorn Slump Cake, Jesse. I've heard you tell callers not to apologize to their parents for the things they did wrong while growing up. You say your parents recreated you in their image. It wasn't your fault. Do I have that right?
Yes.
If you believe the parents are the ones at fault for the way the child turns out, then why are you against the parents being charged for what their children do? I've heard you use the term, I blame the parents, several times, right? Blame equals responsibility.
You got it all messed up. I'm talking about spiritual example. Now, father and mother supposed to teach us to work and stuff like that so that we can grow up and go out there and take care of ourselves. But they're not responsible that if you're going to go out and shoot somebody. What the? They don't even know that. What the? Well, thank you.
Popcorn Stump Keg. If you say the child is responsible for their actions, you can't blame the parents for how the child turns out. That's like having it both ways.
Thank you. Amazing.
Austin on YouTube. Jesse, what if your earthly father is still married to your mother and is still the head of the household? Would you still have to forgive your mother?
Well, your father is not the head of the household. He's the head of his wife. It's her job to keep the household going, meaning cooking, cleaning, ironing, and all that, right? And you can have a father and mother together, and if your father haven't protected you from your mother, the spirit of your mother, you still have to forgive. And because most father, I probably say all, don't know that they're supposed to protect the children from the mother. So, yes, you got to forgive. Absolutely.
Charles Coffee. Hey, Jesse, can you bring your expert Joel in to answer this question? If a father buys his son a car and he drives it to school and purposely run over a group of six students and kills them, should the father get arrested for gifting him the car? Thanks.
That's a good question. And Joel is on his way in as we speak. We'll come back to that question. Thank you. He's coming in to respond to that.
Caroline Jean on Cash App. What does it mean to work on yourself tangibly?
To be aware of what's happening inside of you. Watch those thoughts and emotions and don't identify with them anymore so you can overcome them. Be aware of what's going on inside of you. So, Joel, she wanted, was a lady?
Yeah.
Read that to Joel.
Charles.
Joel is here.
If a father buys his son a car and he drives it to school and purposely runs over a group of six students and kills them, should the father get arrested for gifting the car to the boy?
That's obviously an accident and it's not intentional.
No purposely.
Said, yeah, purposely.
Oh, you say if somebody
purposely runs over the kids.
If a son purposely, yeah, the father is to blame. Why is he running over people purposely? What the?
So if the father buys a car for his son and the son drive the car to school and purposely run over six kids and kill them, is the father to blame?
The father, it's still the parents' fault. Why is the kid purposely trying to kill people?
So are you saying, yes, the father is to blame?
It's the same thing. All the only thing that changed is the gun in the car.
Should the father get arrested for gifting that car?
It's the same situation, except it's a gun in a car, so there's no difference in the situation.
So that's a yes.
So for the record, are you saying yes? If the father gave his son a car, a gift, and the son drove the car to school and purposely ran over kids, you're saying, yes, the father should be arrested.
That's a dumb comparison because it's the same.
No, you're saying, yes.
Yes.
Just for the record.
Yes. Okay. But it's a dumb comparison because it's the same exact thing.
Amazing.
It's a gun or a car, it doesn't matter. It's coming from the same exact place. He's angry and wants to kill people. Anger comes from the parents.
Amazing. Is the arrest because of the gun or the car being gifted?
Is the
arrest being because of because they raised the kid to be a murderer?
The parents failed their child.
Joel said, "Joel, this is insane."
So are you but just to clarify, are you arresting? Is Sheriff Joel arresting the parents for giving the gun and giving the car, or are they arresting them for failing the kids?
I don't care about the gun in the car. I'm talking about failing the kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To me, the gun in the car is
so the kids' action is the evidence that you need to arrest the parent.
That's why I don't agree with the government being involved.
You got the spirit thing all screwed up. You're like taking it too wrong.
Whatever the kid does, it's arrest the parents, basically.
Right.
Because the kid is evidence of what the parents are.
Right.
And who arrests the parents?
So Joel is not anti-Second Amendment, guys.
No, that's what I'm saying. I disagree. Like, I'm not talking about the guns, and I'm not even talking about the government. I'm talking about the parents
who arrest the parents,
who are responsible for
the
child who is murdering people.
So you're saying that it's the government responsibility to monitor the parent for not being spiritually correct.
I agree with you 100% on the government thing. I'm not talking, but that's not the point.
I'm
not saying due process, investigation. This is what police do.
The spiritual thing I'm asking about.
You said what?
You missed the spiritual thing with the physical thing.
No, I'm saying that you say every person who has anger is a murderer. This kid proves
that kind of murderer.
I know, but
I don't mean that
but,
kind of
but
murderer.
You say,
true,
but you connect it to Jeffrey Dahmer.
But
you connect it to Jeffrey.
You don't mean that kind of murder.
Okay.
At all. What the?
Let's say we make raising children with anger a crime. Who arrests them, Joel?
Wait.
Let's say we make raising children with anger or raising children wrongly.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we arrest people who raise children wrong. I say we arrest
people.
So then
what do we arrest them for?
I say we arrest people who raise children wrong who commit mass murders.
That's due to because of time. Super chat.
I'm glad Joel didn't make the LAPD.
They don't want
He'd be arresting all of us. Gen C 15 coffees. Good morning, JLP universe. As much as I disagree with the idea of parents going to prison for their children, maybe these cases, this and the parents in Michigan earlier this year, will scare parents into actually parenting their kids.
That ain't gonna do it.
Instead of letting a screen, TV, iPhone.
Physical fear cannot scare anyone into God.
iPad.
And also, when I say murder, when Christ said anyone that has anger to murder, he's not talking about physical murder. What the? And we'll get to that another time because of time. Go ahead.
Letting a screen, teachers, and friends parent the
kids. That's such a good question, Nick. But we'll get back to it.
Great church yesterday. You looked like you were doing church from the beach. Have a
Amazing.
Great week, Bond and crew and listeners.
I had to take my jacket yesterday. It was just too hot in L.A. It was hot before I woke up. I'm like, what the?
Indeed.
So I just couldn't. I was too black to wear a jacket that day. But thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gen C. Tony, the government has come through your front door, into the living room, through the dining room, looked into the kitchen, went up the stairs, opened the bedroom door, and grabbed all the men by the by their private area. What a mess.
I can't believe it. I, 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 I understand, but I can't believe that human beings are willing to let the government. Just think about the people in government, right? Human beings have said, okay, you can take, you can do what you want. You can decide. Thank you.
CNC, Jesse Love, continues not to look like he's aged. Amazing. Strong arm, guitar, loving or devil horns, and a drink in church. Hi, Hake.
Black don't crack, Sion. Amazing. Thank you.
Derek, Joel. Did you go have a skate and see about charging the parents? Or do we got to keep sending you to China? If you give up rights for safety, you'll have neither.
Now you guys just saying anything.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. That's right. Not a victim. I am really turning away from the old self and hope to God that he's put put back into schools here. I believe we'll see the end of all this nonsense. Amen. Thanks for the extra support from you, Mr. JLP.
Thank you, and thank you for your support to make this happen, and thank you.
Adam, three coffees. All of these folks saying fathers should be charged prove why democracy doesn't work. The government does not, cannot, is not the enforcer of morality. These
people
are
begging
for tyranny.
Yep, they are.
Not a victim, another coffee.
Thank you.
The power of God is that you can walk in the shadows for 26 years, then your life turned right back around in three. I'm stunned.
Amazing. Stay with it.
Peanut butter hot dog.
Stay with it.
Three coffees. Was Joel's mammy arrested when he was on Cops? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? What's a mammy?
A mother.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Forgive your mama. For your consideration, I have a suggestion for a possible biblical question. Do you try to please God?
Amazing question. Thank you. I am so out of time. Thank you all for your super chat.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it.
Shout out to the D-Live crew.
Yeah, shout out to the D-Live crew. And to David, I think, from Houston somewhere. Ray out of Virginia, Brandon from Canada, and the calls that are hanging up. I am out of time. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Get on that straight and narrow, folks, so you can wake up. You're asleep and don't know it. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Forgive. Especially your mothers and your fathers. And do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Thank you all for your support. I'll be back tomorrow. The Hake Report is coming up now. Not the fake report, but the Hake, H-A-K report.com. And then Joel Friday TV, 11 a.m. And then at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. Bye, y'all. Amazing show today. Thank you. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.